Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It is college football final go.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
First Trojans at Huntington Bank Stadium tonight. We will have the Big Ten and top 25 scoreboard. We'll check the Missouri Valley, the Battle of North Dakota, North Dakota at North Dakota State today. St. Thomas back at it today against Stetson at home. We'll run down all the area scores, but first a game report out of the Northern Sun. Minot State at Wayne State. Mike Gross joins us. Mike?
Hey there. Upstart Minot State came to Wayne America with a 4-1 record this afternoon, taking on the 3-1 Wildcats. Minot State had that triple option offense come here to Wayne, and they marched down the field on the opening drive of the game and led early 7-0. But Wayne State scored on their following two possessions thanks to a pair of true freshman running backs who had to see action today for the Cats due to injuries to our sophomore and junior, as Akeem Knox and Brennan Hayes scored on runs late in the first quarter and midway through the second, and the Cats led 14-7 at the break. It stayed 14-7 until the fourth quarter. Senior quarterback Nick Bowen found the end zone on a one-yard run. Wayne State was up 21-7. Minot answers with a Carson Chrisman one-yard run, and it was 21-14. Wayne State with 7 minutes left in the game. And then freshman running back Brennan Hayes breaks loose on a 44-yard jaunt. Cats go up 27-14. On 4th-and-1 at the Wayne State 23, Minot, who coming into the game had only thrown 24 passes all season, they surprise everyone with a halfback option pass, and it's Johnny Noriega catching a 24-yard strike from Aaron Wood, and the Beavers were within 6 at 27-21 with 1:54 to play. But Wayne State recovers the onside kick. Cats get a first down, go into victory formation, and Wayne State comes away with a 27-21 win. Cats are now 4-1 on the year, 3-1 in the league. Minot State is 4-2 and 3-2. Akeem Knox, a true freshman, had a big day, 113 yards on 20 carries and one score. Nick Bowen added 102 yards on the ground on 15 carries and also one score. And our other true freshman running back, Brandon Hayes, 6 carries, 68 yards and two scores. Wayne State next week will be on the road up in Marshall against Southwest Minnesota State. Minot State, meanwhile, will host Augustana next Saturday up in Minot. Again, the final from Wayne America. It's Wayne State 27, Minot State 21. With a NSIC football report, this is Wayne State Sports Information Director Mike Gross.
All right, Mike, outstanding job. Great to hear you over the years here on CCO. Couple of quick finals. In two overtimes, in Bismarck, Concordia St. Paul beat Mary 19-13. It's a final in Aberdeen. Northern State holds up Bemidji State 14-13. The Beavers got a touchdown to pull within one, but we don't know if the PAT failed or they went for two. We're trying to check that out, and we hope to get a game report before 6 tonight from Kevin Reed, the voice of Bemidji State. All right, it's time to get to the scores. Big Ten, top 25, and more. Here's Jonathan Lowe.
Yes, it is a big day because, like you said earlier, last hour, we're really into the meat of conference play. This is starting the meat of the football season where you have conference tussles all the way basically through Thanksgiving. So this is a big start to the month of October, but if you follow the college game forever and ever, all you know is just another wonderful, beautiful Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten. It was tight at the half at the horseshoe. It ain't tight anymore. Early in the fourth quarter, number 3 Ohio State, they scored 21 points in the third quarter and now lead Iowa 28-0, and it's just been a blowout ever since halftime. it's a really close game in Evanston right now. Number 23, Indiana, continues to go up by 10, and Northwestern continues to respond. Latest score, Northwestern gets into the end zone, 27-24. The Hoosiers on top, trying to get to 6-0 on the season. About 9.5 minutes to play again in Evanston. In Lincoln, it is early third quarter. Nebraska leading Rutgers 14-0. Rutgers trying to get their fifth win and stay undefeated on the season. Earlier today, it was number 7 Penn State getting to 5-0. They defeat UCLA 27-11. It was Wisconsin big time over Purdue, 52-6 over Camp Randall. Later on this evening, number 10 Michigan, they will be on the road in Seattle taking on Washington in a rematch of this past season's national championship game. The Huskies are not the team that they were last year. Michigan a little bit different as well, but a little bit better with that 4-1 record and that 10th ranking. The 11th ranked team in the country will be here in Minneapolis, just across the river at Huntington Bank Stadium, USC Minnesota. That starts in just about, 75 minutes or so, an hour 15 over at the bank. And it will be at the local bank, not the national bank, the local bank. And we'll see if the Gophers can pull off a huge upset. USC trying to sweep Wisconsin and Minnesota in back-to-back weeks. Last night in Eugene, number 6 Oregon got to 5-0 on the season with a 31-10 win over Michigan State. Michigan State falls to 500 at 3-3. To the top 25 scoreboard, and there are some rivalries going on and some shockers going on as well. Number 5 Georgia is up on Auburn 21-10. The Bulldogs getting a score in this third quarter to go up after Auburn tightened the lead down to 4. And Auburn has the ball trying to, I think they may have just punted. They got 4th-and-1 on their own 44. They may go for it. It's at the end of the third quarter in Athens. In Columbia, South Carolina, number 12 Ole Miss is handily beating South Carolina 24-3 late in the third quarter. It is early. It is at the half in Nashville. The stunner of the day right now, Vanderbilt is beating number 1 Alabama 23-14. That pick 6 was mixed in there, but Vanderbilt has really driven the ball and really look good against Alabama's defense. So we'll see what happens in the second half. Kickoff is coming up here in a little bit. But again, 23-14, Vanderbilt leading Alabama. We'll keep you up to date on that as we go through the hour. By the way, and stat update from Columbus. Ohio State gets in the end zone again. It is 34-0. Ohio State leading Iowa at this point. Finals from the top 25 earlier today. It was number 9 Missouri at number 25 Texas A&M, and it was no match at all. Texas A&M pummels the Tigers 41-10, gives Mizzou their first loss of the season. Number 22 Louisville was hosting SMU. The newbies to the ACC are now 2-0 on the season after winning 34-27 over the Cardinals in Kentucky. So SMU getting some run going as they move forward. They've already beaten Florida State and Louisville in their two ACC games. Coming up in a little bit, it'll be number 15 Clemson taking on Florida State in Tallahassee. Number 21 Boise State will be home to Utah State. Number 4 Tennessee will be on the road at Arkansas. Number 16 Iowa State will be at home against Baylor. Number 9 Miami will be on the West Coast against California again in an ACC tussle. That's right, the Atlantic Coast Conference playing conference games in Berkeley, California. Go figure there. Last night, it was number 25 UNLV, unfortunately falling in overtime, losing their unbeaten record, 44-41. Syracuse goes in to Las Vegas and beats the running Rebs, and Syracuse is now 4-1 on the season. To the Missouri Valley, not very close at the Fargo Dome right now. North Dakota trying to hang with North Dakota State, but the Bison proven too much. 38-17 midway through the fourth quarter at the Fargo Dome for the Bison. By the way, before we get back to the MVFC, another Edstead update. This one from Evanston. Indiana gets into the end zone, and the Hoosiers go back up by 2 scores with 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. 33-24, extra point pending. Back to the Missouri Valley. It is South Dakota State at the Unidome right now. 2 minutes to go in the first half, and the Jackrabbits are up 24-0 on the Panthers. South Dakota is a winner in shutout fashion over Murray State, 59-0. And then in the Pioneer League, St. Thomas gets a big win for them. They needed to get some positive momentum as they start Pioneer play, 34-24 over Stetson. That would make some news, folks, over Stetson over at O'Shaughnessy Stadium in St. Paul. A little bit of slip of the tongue there, Steve. Not Clemson, Stetson. That's who the Tommies beat today.
All right, Jonathan, great work as always. And, of course, number 11 USC, Minnesota tonight at Huntington Bank Stadium. Trojans favored by 8.5. That line has gone up a bit as of late. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, upset tonight. I'm not buying it. 5:16 here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Let's get you another rundown of that regional scoreboard. We're going to get some more game reports here as well coming up on the program. Let's start in the Northern Sun. It just went final. I checked it out while Jonathan was doing the Big Ten in the top 25. Northern State holds off Bemidji State and Aberdeen 14-13. Beavers score with 2 seconds left. They go for two and come up short. Northern State wins at 14-13. Two overtimes in Bismarck. Concordia beat Mary 19-13. Finals from earlier. Augustana beat UMD in Sioux Falls 28-24. The Bulldogs comes up just short. Jeff Papas had a game report on that. Big thanks to Jeff. Sioux Falls wins in Mankato, beating Minnesota State 40-36. Mavericks frantic comeback comes up short. We hope to get a report from our friend Tom Frederick, who's called University of Sioux Falls games for years. It was Wayne State beating Minot State 27-21. Mike Rose with the game report from Wayne America. Winona State beat MSU Moorhead 33-6 downriver. Joey Mueller with the game report on that one. And in the non-conference today, in Marshall, Nebraska Kearney beat Southwest Minnesota State 35-0. We'll see if we can get a game report out of Kelly Loft on that. We will see. Let's jump over to the MIAC today. St. John's beat Augsburg 45-20. It was homecoming at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville today. Bethel on the road at Gustavus rolls 43-0. St. Olaf wins big over Hamlin in Northfield 41-6. It was Concordia winning in Northfield at Carlton at Layard Stadium 31-6. And St. Scholastica took a hold serve, beating McAllister at home today 30-28. Over to the WIAC, east of the St. Croix, huge upset. Platteville wins at La Crosse 30-27 in overtime. River Falls blows out Eau Claire 71-14. Whitewater beat Oshkosh 21-14. And it was Stout winning at Stevens Point 22-15. Out of the UMAC today, Morris falls at Martin Luther 21-14 game in New Ulm. And in Roseville today, Northwestern all over Crown 69-14. We'll take a break. We've got more, hopefully some more game reports for you here on News Talk 830-WCC. Some wild finishes around the area, and once again, expecting some game reports over some 2 o'clock starts in the Northern Sun today, and we'll bring you those game reports. Hope to get a game report from our friend Ryan Klinker up at St. John's, as St. John's beat Augsburg today. So we'll keep an eye on that and bring you those as soon as they are available. Let's get you up to date. Some high school football games. Week 6 already. And just 2 short weeks to go in the regular season. A lot of games next Thursday and Friday. And then, of course, the following week, MEA week. So there will be a ton of games on Wednesday. And then some matinee, especially among the big schools, on Thursday. So before you know it, we're going to be into the section playoffs in high school football. Quick rundown of those high school football scores today. Holy Angels beat Benilde St. Margaret's 21-14. It was St. Paul Highland Park winning at Bloomington Kennedy at Bloomington Stadium 18-13. Minneapolis Camden over South 50-3. Camden having a good year this year. By the way, the Camden Theater is where I saw Rocky in the theater as a youngster. Dover Riota beat Red Wing 27-2. Richfield shut out Austin 21-0. In Rochester, John Marshall beat Century 41-0. The Rockets having a good year. Bold blew out Yellow Meadows and East, 71-6. And it was Wyndham winning on the road at Plebaz, so 35-12. Speaking of that, neck of the woods, southwest part of the state, Southwest Minnesota State home, playing a non-conference game against Nebraska Kearney, and Kelly Loft joins us. Kelly, thanks again for the time. It doesn't sound like it was a Mustangs day.
You're right, Steve. Thanks for having the show. And, not a tough day offensively for the Mustangs, as they were shut out, Steve, for the third time this season in five games. The Mustangs lose the non-conference game to Nebraska Kearney, 35-0. And, again, first quarter, back and forth, both teams exchanging possessions. It was 7-0 until Nebraska Kearney was able to put together a solid touchdown drive midway through the second quarter to take a 14-0 lead. And then for the fourth time in five games, Steve, the Mustang offense had either a fumble six or a pick six against them, this time a 19-yard interception return, and it's 21-0 in favor of Nebraska Kearney. I believe that's seven defensive touchdowns the opponents have scored against Southwest in five games this particular season. The Southwest offense, true freshman, Drew Klunder made his first career start for Southwest. He was sacked four times. He completed 10 of 26 passes, was intercepted once, and had 86 yards passing. But that Nebraska Kearney defense was outstanding all day long. They limited the Mustangs to 70 yards of offense in just five first downs. As the Lopers, 3-2 now overall. Mustangs drop to 0-5. For the Mustangs defensively, Thomas Mergen had a team-high 9 tackles. Thomas from Rochester and Gideon Irvesty from had 9 tackles for the Mustang. He's from Burndale, Minnesota. He had a tackle for loss as well for that Mustang defense, who has played pretty well, Steve. But the time of possession today, 40-20 in favor of Nebraska Kearney. They ran 78 plays to Southwest 45. So, again, the final score from Marshall, Nebraska Kearney in non-conference play, defeat Southwest Minnesota State, 35-0. Mustangs will be back at home again next week. It's homecoming. Maybe that'll rally the troops and get the alums back and be excited. They'll host Wayne State next Saturday at 5 o'clock.
All right, very good, Kelly. Thanks for the call, as always.
Thanks, Steve. And again, you watching Rocky back in that time? I bet you were like mid-20s, not your early days, right?
No, Mom and Dad took us to see Rocky in the theater. And this is one of my favorite memories at the cinema, period, because at the end of the film, we all know how Rocky ends. People are standing and cheering in a packed theater, the Camden Theater in North Minneapolis. And it does go back a few years.
Those are great memories. And he always seemed to win that big fight at the end, didn't he? Gosh, he always won.
Yeah, it's funny how that worked. All right. Thanks, Kelly.
All right. Thank you, sir. You bet.
Baby. Kelly Law from Marshall, Southwest Minnesota State, has been joining us on the program for a long time. We're going to take a break. We hope to get some game reports. Still trying to get Ryan Klinkner from Collegeville. St. John's, a big win over Augsburg today. We hope to get Tom Frederick and Sioux Falls, big win in Mankato over Minnesota State. And Kevin Reed, a heartbreaker for Bemidji State today against Northern State. We'll run down the Big Ten and top 25 following the weather here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Thanks so much for joining us. Jonathan Lowell will be coming back shortly with another rundown of the Big Ten, the top 25 area Missouri Valley teams. St. Thomas in action today in the Pioneer League. It sounds like the Tommies got a victory. They were off to a slow start this season. And then a rundown of some wild games in the Northern Sun. But first, we go to the MIAC. It was Augsburg at St. John's today. Homecoming in Collegeville. And Ryan Klinkner joins us. And Ryan, I understand, record-setting performer today for the Johnnies.
That's correct. And a beautiful day, even though a little overcast. And first off, Steve, how are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, good to visit with you. It's been many, many years, and we appreciate you joining us here in College Football Final, Ryan, as always. Oh.
Likewise. Yep. Fourth-ranked St. John's broke a 14-14 tie in the second quarter with 24 straight points en route to a 45-20 homecoming win over Augsburg today in front of nearly 12,000 fans in Clemens Stadium. The Johnnies outgained the Auggies 505-251, including a 249-2 margin on the ground. Quarterback Aaron Severson, a senior from Minnetonka, passed for 256 yards and four touchdowns. The four touchdowns enabled him to become the MIAC's all-time leader in conference play with 80. Whiteout Dylan Wheeler, a junior from Moundsview, caught seven of Severson's passes for 96 yards and three scores, while running back Keaton Wheeler, no relation to Dylan, and a junior from Andover, rushed for 136 yards and a touchdown on just 15 carries. Augsburg quarterback Marcus Freeman passed for 249 yards and three touchdowns, but threw an interception and was sacked five times. The Johnnies travel to face Concordia next Saturday, while the Auggies return home to host Hamlin.
Yeah, Aaron Severson, what a great career and a long tradition of great Johnny quarterbacks. Aaron's been great.
Oh, no doubt, and I think he's found his groove so far this season, and we certainly hope it can continue, if I could speak. It's been a long day, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Homecoming, 12,000 fans at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville. And once again, put it on your sports bucket list. Take in a football game in Collegeville in the autumn. The colors, the pageantry, it doesn't get any better than that. It is as good as it gets anywhere. All right, Ryan.
No doubt. Yep. Thank you for the kind words, Steve.
Yeah, Ryan Klinkner joining us. And here are the scores in the MIAC real quick. St. Scholastica beat McAllister in Duluth 30-28. St. Olaf rolled over Hamlin 41-6 in Northfield. It was Bethel shutting out Gustavus 43-0 in St. Peter at beautiful Hollingsworth Field. And Concordia won at Carleton 31-6, the final there. We're hoping to get a report from David Pape from Carleton there. Here's the lay of the land in the MIAC next week. Hamlin visits Augsburg. That is a noon start in Minneapolis. St. John's travels to Concordia, 1 o'clock start. McAllister at Bethel. That's a tough one for the Scots and Arden Hills at 1. Carleton will visit St. Olaf. And that's a 1 o'clock start. The GOAT Trophy on the line in Northfield. And then at 1 o'clock, St. Scholastica will make the long trip to St. Peter and play Gustavus. We're going to get the Big Ten. We're going to get the top 25. Then we'll have the Northern Sun. The WIAC scores. Big upset in the WIAC today. And, of course, the UMAC scores. But first, Big Ten, top 25, the Missouri Valley. And what did the Tommies do today? We'll find out. Here's Jonathan Lowe.
Thank you so much, Steve. And let's go ahead and get you these scores because there are a couple games that are coming down the wire, a couple games that are being stretched out on this. College football. Saturday in the fall, y'all. Let's get this right. You know, let's have some time to think, to overthink these things sometimes. College football here, there, and everywhere. And it is all over but the singing and shouting in Columbus. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter at the Horseshoe. Number 3 Ohio State up on Iowa, 35-7. 2 minutes to go in Evanston. And the Wildcats from Northwestern, not going to have enough time to come back. Number 23 Indiana, folks, is going to be 6-0 on the season after they beat Northwestern. Right now it's 41-24, but again, just 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter in Lincoln. Nebraska continues to hold on to a 14-0 lead over Rutgers. Earlier today, number 7 Penn State gets to 5-0 with a 27-11 win over UCLA in Happy Valley. Wisconsin, they get back after losing in Los Angeles last week, get back to the friendly confines of Camp Randall, and they used it to its advantage today. 52-6, Purdue is 1-4 on the season. Coming up later this evening in just under an hour, it'll be number 10 Michigan out on the West Coast to take on Washington, and just under an hour from now, it'll be number 11 USC kicking off at Huntington Bank Stadium, taking on Minnesota as the Gophers try to get to 3-3 on the season. Last night, number 6 Oregon was a 31-10 winner at home over Michigan State. The Ducks now 6-0 on the season. The Buckeyes are going to win. The Ducks have already won. There's a showdown next week in Eugene. Number 6 Oregon hosting number 3 Ohio State. We look forward to that one next Saturday. To the top 25 scoreboard. in Athens, Georgia. It is early fourth quarter. Auburn trying to close the gap. They got a long way to go. They're down 28-10 to number 5 Georgia, but it is second and goal on the Georgia 10 for the Tigers from the Plains. In the fourth quarter, it is all Ole Miss. Number 12 Ole Miss leading South Carolina 27-3. It's still an upset at this point, but the elephants are coming. The elephants of the Roll Tide are coming. It is mid-third quarter. Alabama has the ball deep in their own territory, 3rd and 9. Let's see if they can convert that. But Vanderbilt still leading over the Crimson Tide, 23-21. Again, about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter in Nashville. Finals from the day, it was number 9 Missouri at number 25 Texas A&M, and it wasn't even a game. The Aggies roll big over the Tigers, 41-10, and get to 5-1 on the season. Number 22 Louisville was at home against SMU, and the Mustangs are now 5-1 after a 34-27 win over the Cardinals. Coming up in just a little bit, in just under just about 20 minutes, it'll be number 15 Clemson at Florida State, also in about 20 minutes. On the blue turf in Boise, Steve's favorite surface, number 21 Boise State will take on Utah State. We haven't used that joke in a while, so I had to pull that out today. Coming up in just under an hour, number 4 Tennessee will be on the road in Fayetteville to take on Pig Suey and Arkansas. And number 16 Iowa State will be at home, close to the comforts of Welch Avenue and Lincoln Way, taking on Baylor. It'll be number 8 Miami all the way out in Berkeley tonight to take on Cal at 9:30 Eastern time, 9:30 Central time, 10:30 on the East Coast. So you got to stay up really late if you're a Hurricanes fan. Last night, another top 25 score, number 25 UNLV. They fall at home in overtime to Syracuse. Both teams now 4-1 on the season. To the Missouri Valley scoreboard, and it is over at the Fargo Dome. North Dakota State, they take it to North Dakota today, 41-17. The Bison now 5-1. The Fighting Hawks now 4-2. South Dakota was a shutout winner over Murray State, 59-0. The Coyotes are now 4-1. And at the end of the first half, at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, it's South Dakota State leading Northern Iowa 27-3. St. Thomas gets back on a winning track today over at O'Shaughnessy Stadium. They open up Pioneer League play with a 34-24 win over Stetson. So, big day of college football. And again, we are keeping our eyes on the Commodores in Nashville. Can they hold on? Can they stretch the lead? It looks like Vanderbilt now has the ball, 1st and 10 on the plus side of the 50 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, up 2 on Alabama. We will keep a keen eye on that game.
Wow. That would be an upset for sure. All right, let's jump back to the Northern Sun and a game report. Bemidji State on the road in Aberdeen at Northern State today. And a wild finish. The voice of Bemidji State, Kevin Reed, joining us on the line right now. Kev, I was keeping an eye on this. Beavers get it down there, get a score. What happened? Did they go for the tie or the win?
They went for the win, and I'm not sure how much voice the voice has left. They went for the win. They went for two. It's been a problem all year for the Beavers. We know with the extra points and the kicking. They had missed a chip shot 30-yard field goal at the end of the first half today at the same end of the field. And I get the feeling that Brent Bolte just was like, I'm not going to leave it on somebody's foot. Our offense has just scored a touchdown after a big turnover. I'm going to leave it in their hands. Unfortunately, they had some either miscommunication or trouble up front with the blocking, and Sam McGath had no chance to really look for anyone in the end zone for the two-point conversion. And it wound up 14-13 after a missed onside kick for the Beavers. So you look at the Beavers today, they only had 103 yards of offense in the first half. I can't remember the last time when I looked at a stat sheet at the end of the first half and the Bemidji State team only had 103 yards. It was that kind of day for Bemidji State. They had trouble getting any kind of rhythm going. And give credit to Northern State. They played hard. They played well at their homecoming, just like they did last week to beat Winona State and get their first win. But the Beavers today just couldn't really get their offense in sync. They were able to score and tie it up. It was 7-0 at the half. Northern State with a lead after a one-yard run by their backup quarterback for the Wolves, Cable. Then the Beavers came back, and they were able to tie it at 7. But then Northern State went ahead 14-7 in the fourth quarter, 21-yard run from Hank Kraft, who came in as their leading rusher and actually was outgained 98 yards on the ground today by the backup running back block for Northern State today. That's the kind of day he had. It was 14-7. The Beavers were trying to drive to tie it, threw an interception. Three plays later, Colton Heinrichs for the Beavers got an interception back to give the Beavers a chance to tie. They faced fourth down and one, fourth and goal at the one. McGath was able to find Jaden Washington in the end zone to make it 14-13. Then the Beavers went for two and came up short, and that's how it ended, 14-13 today.
Wow, what a finish. And, Kevin,
yeah, well, the whole game was that way. It was just back and forth all day, Steve. It was two football teams just throwing haymakers all day long.
And I suppose the wind was blowing a bit in Aberdeen.
Oh, just a bit. It was similar to a couple weeks ago at Sioux Falls. It was forecast 25 to 30 and gusts up to 40, and it was all of that. Now, there's a little more, a little more around the field here in Aberdeen than there is over at Sioux Falls. But, yeah, it was howling. But I don't think it had a huge effect physically on the game. Now, did it get into guys' minds? You know, I can't throw it in the air because the wind will catch it. I can't kick it in the air. I don't know. I don't think physically, though, it was as big a deal this week as it was 2 weeks ago for the Beavers in Sioux Falls.
All right, Kevin, always good to hear from you, and we'll do it again down the road.
Yeah, week off for the Beavers. They need to heal up a little bit, and then they know they got to run the table if they're going to make the playoffs.
All right, there he is, Kevin Reed, the voice of Bemidji State. They fall on a heartbreaker in Aberdeen to Northern State, 14-13. Here are the other finals. Augustana beat UMD 28-24. Concordia is St. Paul. Very nice win on the road in Bismarck at Mary in two overtimes, 19-13. Sioux Falls, the upset in Mankato, beat Minnesota State 40-36. We're keeping our fingers crossed that we can get Tom Frederick in before the end of the program. It was Wayne State beating Minot 27-24 at Wayne America, and Winona State beat MSU Moorhead 33-6. Non-conference tilt, Nebraska Kearney wins at Southwest Minnesota State 35-0. It's been a tough year so far for the Mustangs. Let's jump over to the WIAC. Monster upset. Platteville wins at La Crosse 30-27. In overtime, La Crosse had to be the conference favorite this year. Whitewater beat Oshkosh 21-14. Stout, a winner over Stevens Point, 22-15. And then River Falls blew out Eau Claire 71-14. Out of the UMAC today, two finals involving Minnesota schools. It was Martin Luther beating Morris 21-14 in New Ulm, and Northwestern beat Crown 69-14 in Roseville. Gorgeous campus at Northwestern of Minnesota. Quick break. We'll come back. Some thoughts on the Vikes and Jets bright and early tomorrow morning. We'll get a preview with Josh Wheeler of tomorrow's huddle with Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Any given week in the Northern Sun, it appears, in 2024, you don't know what's going to happen. Northern State beat Bemidji State 14-13. UMD almost pulled off a win at Augustana. Vikings win at 28-24. But huge game today. Sioux Falls in Mankato to play Minnesota State. Tom Frederick is there, longtime voice of the Cougars. What a win for Sioux Falls, Tom.
Steve, after losing at Minot last week, I'll reiterate, yes, what a win for the Cougars over the fifth-ranked Mavericks. Minnesota State threatened at the end, but a touchdown pass as time expired fell from the hands of Gabe Hagan as the Cougars held on for a 40-36 win on homecoming here in Mankato before about 7,100 fans. What an electric atmosphere at Blakeslee Stadium. University of Sioux Falls got four touchdown passes from Camden Dean, a Lakeville, Minnesota native. He was 17 of 25 for 304 and the four scores. He also ran one in from 1 yard out, so he counted for five touchdowns on the day. They had a 100-yard back, Dylan Rudnigan, a graduate student from New London, Minnesota. And Carter Slykhouse, who's a grad student from T, South Dakota, just outside Sioux Falls. He caught seven balls for 147 yards and two scores. On the Mankato side, Hayden Eckern, the senior quarterback, the transfer from USD, 26-41 for 317 yards and three touchdowns. Two of them went to Gabe Hagan. Christian Vassar, a 100-yard rushing day for the Mavs. Eight carries, 113 yards, and a touchdown. It was 9-9 after the first quarter, 23-9 Cougars at halftime. USF was in front 30-23 at the end of three, went up 40-30. The Mavericks scored with about 4:20 to go in the game, but the PAT hit the left upright. 40-36, the difference. Sioux Falls marched down the field with 1:13 to go. They had it 4th and 5 at the Maverick 13. They threw an interception. They didn't kick a field goal, which would have made it a touchdown game. Threw a pick. The Mavericks marched down the field, and on the final play of the game, Eckern looking for Gabe Hagan in the end zone. The ball was not caught. Sioux Falls holds on for a 40-36 win, improves to 4-2 overall, 3-2 in the league. They'll host Concordia St. Paul next week. Minnesota State Mankato suffers its first loss, 5-1 overall, 4-1 in the conference. And the Cougars spoil homecoming in Mankato, Steve. I'm out of breath.
Wow, what a ball game. You've called a lot of them over the years, and that's got to be in the top 10 for sure.
And it was a return engagement for Jim Glagowski, who spent 7 years as the defensive coordinator at Minnesota State Mankato, now head coach of the Cougars. He was ecstatic following the win, beating his former boss, Todd Hoffner.
Yeah, how about that? All right, Tom, safe travels.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, there he is, Tom Frederick, the longtime voice of the University of Sioux Falls. Big win over Minnesota State, 40-36. Concordia St. Paul, great win at Mary, 19-13, two overtimes today. Winona State beat MSU Moorhead, 33-6. Dragons had a good year, but they ran into trouble downriver in Winona today. All right, we've got to get an update on a huge upset brewing. Alabama Vanderbilt. Jonathan Lowe, where does it stand at the moment?
Good thing you came to me right now, Steve, because there's an instant update from Nashville. Alabama gets a 58-yard touchdown pass from Jalen Milroe to, I believe, Ryan Williams, after Vanderbilt got a 36-yard touchdown pass. 30-28, Vanderbilt leads 1 minute to go in the third quarter, so there's still a full quarter to play. Okay. But this is it's officially a barn burner in Nashville for the Commodores. Again, this will be a humongous upset. I don't know if Vanderbilt has ever beaten a number one team. They may have in their history. I don't know. I have to look that up real quick.
Yeah, and I don't know what the line was, but that is crazy. So worth keeping an eye on. Minnesota USC tonight, Huntington Bank Stadium. Trojans are favored. All right, Josh Wheeler, thanks for all your help today. And, of course, you're busy tomorrow. The Huddle, Pete Najarian, and Dave Schwartz between 10 and noon. Sounds like they got a big show lined up.
So far we have, it looks like 10:20, we have Andy Greeter, big week for the Minnesota United. They get into a playoff spot in the MLS, thanks to, I believe it was Dallas ultimately losing against San Jose. So we'll chat with them about that and obviously recap what happens tonight, which I'm not feeling too hot about on the Gophers' chances with USC. I think, they held their own against Michigan last week, but for the most part, I think they are kind of in a tough spot against a very fun, I should say fun, but very tough USC team. So we'll see how that goes. We'll talk to Andy Greeter. And then Jesse Pierce will join us in the 11 o'clock hour to talk Minnesota Wild hockey. Preseason just wrapped up, so we'll chat with her about Minnesota Wild season opener, which is next Thursday against Columbus, and should be an emotional night next Thursday as well because of the Goudreau brothers passing away. So I'm sure they'll do some sort of pregame ceremony for that, given the Columbus connection with the Goudreaus, and we'll see how that goes. But yeah, hockey season's back, football's in full swing, as J Lo just pointed out. There's never no such thing as a slow Saturday in college football. So,
by the way, quick note.
Yeah,
Vanderbilt has never beaten a number one ranked team.
Ooh,
so this
juicy.
Would be an upset of epic proportions if they can hold on with basically 16 minutes left to play in the game.
Wow. And that is a long time trying to hold off mighty Alabama. All right, tomorrow, Dave Schwartz, Pete Najeri in the huddle between 10 and noon. All right, final thought. Vikes, Jets tomorrow from London, bright and early. Vikes favored by 2. Real quick, guys, can they get to 5-0? Jonathan Lowe, you first. Who wins?
I think the Vikings win. I think they are hot right now, and the Jets just aren't together as a team.
All right, Josh, what do you got? Who do you think?
Yeah, I think the Jets have a great defense, but I just don't think their cohesiveness is the same level as the Vikings. The Vikings are just a really red-hot machine right now, so I think they win too.
All right, Vikes, I think they win and cover tomorrow. I'm on the bandwagon, folks. Have a great Saturday night. Thanks so much for joining us here on the CCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com